This is KCUR. The experience of viewing a work of art often involves words. Think of the neatly typed wall panels with an artist's name and background or details about the work itself. The written word and its role in and on an artwork is the focus of a Belger Art Center exhibition, as KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
Mo Dickens is standing near the old freight elevator on the third floor of the Belger Arts Center. He's the gallery associate.
A couple of years ago, there were some visitors waiting for the elevator over there, and I heard one turn to the other and say, I don't know. I never liked text on paintings.
Now, Dickens was an English major, and he took this as a challenge. He spent the summer going through the Belger's collection, paintings and prints, most dating from the 1960s to the present. He was looking for text, but not quite sure what he would find.
So I go back into our stacks, and I pull out a print, and I recognized it immediately as a work by Robert Rauschenberg. It was under plastic, and so I pressed the plastic up really tight so I could read some of the text. And I saw, change is not a contest. Change is survival's praise.
These words in red letters were on a Rauschenberg print created for the 1977 inauguration of Jimmy Carter. Artists such as Andy Warhol, Jamie Wyeth, and Rauschenberg created portraits of the president.
So that was the very first discovery, you know, on this journey to find text in the Belger collection, and I loved it.
The exhibition he pulled together with works from the collection is called Wordplay, artists incorporating words, phrases, or sentences. Dickens says text can be part of a landscape. In a 1983 painting by René Stout, there's a group of men in a diner with a menu in the window, but sometimes the words tell a story.
And this is by William T. Wiley. Wiley used a lot of text.
Wiley's print called Blind Mickey's Blues shows the cartoon character Mickey Mouse singing the blues over a cryogenic storage tank. A song inscribed on it tells a nonsensical tale of Walt Disney's head being cryogenically frozen.
It wraps up like, you know, a nice blues ending. So now you know the story of Walt has come to pass. How we're using advanced technology to save Walt Disney's ass. Oh, what class, a permanent pass.
Some artists use humor, but others tackle environmental issues or politics. There are two gas mask sculptures by a St. Louis artist known for his hip-hop style, Moses Nornberg. One mask is covered in Exxon motor oil wrappers, and the other with breath savers.
So it's been a good piece to share with students to show them the form is one thing, and you know it's the same in both these works. But the way you decorate it completely changes it, the way you react to it.
Dickens says an unintended consequence is that the exhibition encourages visitors to take their time. He says people tend to hit and run galleries, but if they stop and read, it slows things down. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.